Welcome, everyone, to Free Markets Green Earth, episode number 63. I am Nikki P here, as always, with Ben, the Liberty Hippie. How are we doing this week, Ben?
We're doing all right. I'm still alive. I haven't caught COVID yet. I'm not dead. So I guess that's good, right?
No. What that actually is likely, given all of the data we have, the chances of you not having COVID and even more of that surviving COVID, not being dead from it, are better than you being struck by lightning at this point.
Why you gotta crush my dreams like that?
You were hoping for a quick way out, I guess.
Yeah, something like that, maybe. But yeah, how you been doing?
Well, I have been working and paying people I owe money, so they leave me alone. That's literally been my entire life, so that I can go and find a cabin, or more likely than not, I'm going to build an underground home, with like one of those domes, and like just way in the ground and build a forest over top of it, and then no one will know I exist.
All right.
So I can hide from everybody and everything.
Yes, that would be equally as relieving, I think, at this point.
Just grow some food, get the permaculture shit working. It could be a life. So I've been outspoken about the fact that I've been very angry about how little I've seen about the discussions of pollution, aside from a few memes here and there in regards to personal protective equipment, PPE as it is, in regards to the COVID. And, you know, God, we're months and months deep into this thing. And the bottom line is I've been looking for it, like I'm actually trying to find it. And for some reason, I have up until today been unable to find anything in regards to studies done on personal protective equipment in the post-COVID era. And then suddenly today, I'm starting to see articles in searches like they have never popped up before. Prior to these, I was just getting just general articles. Now, some of these are more recent. Some of them are older, though. Like there's one in here from June.
Oh, June.
Go figure who was talking about it in June. The World Economic Forum, you know, the people with those sustainability goals that they have they want to sustainably make sure all the third world people die. That's what it usually seems like those goals are, based on what their projections are. But I finally started seeing articles to the effect of what I've been saying for months. Like, for all of the effort that went into all of like the bag laws and all of the getting rid of single use this and that in the old era. Yes, bags, straws. And then all of a sudden, we're kicked into a world where, oh, wait, everything must be single use to protect from the deadly virus. And the fear-mongering is pretty hard. As with everything that they do, they're really trying to ramp everything up to an extinction-level event. But this is something that, like, I obviously wouldn't take the approach that they take, because I would just say that the studies are in and all of this is completely useless unless you're in a hospital. But the idea that we're going to, that we need all this is kind of ludicrous in the first place. But as long as we're using it, people need to be very cognizant of the insane levels of waste that are created doing single-use medical equipment.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just pay attention to the ground when you walk out of the grocery store, all over the place.
I'm looking at this article from June 11th in 2020, and the bullet points are that coronavirus has become a new form of pollution as single-use personal protective equipment floods our ocean. COVID-19 has had a number of unexpected impacts on the environment, curtailing recycling because all of those countries not communicating each other and not doing business with one each other. Well, that's how we've recycled historically. You send it off to other countries. Now, their big thing is, well, governments need to act now to ensure green recovery that incentivizes sustainability because, well, they have to get the words in there.
Yeah, I mean, what does any of this look like, though? Like, it bothers me, right? Unexpected impacts on the environment. Like, not really. I think if you asked anybody in the beginning to think about this, like, from an environmental lens, when you talk about masks and gloves and gowns and all this garbage, you know, you wouldn't have to think too hard to think, okay, how are we going to get rid of them? How many are we talking about? You know, and the numbers start to add up. You know it's going to be a problem. You had to know. So I remember, because it was right about the time that, I don't think it was too long after, like, New York passed their bag laws, that all this nonsense came crashing down. I had some canvassy type bags that I've had laying around that I've accumulated for one reason or another, and I would bring them to the store. And now all of a sudden, like, the store is telling me I can't use my reusable bags because, I don't know, it might harbor some bacteria and bring this virus into the store and everybody's going to get sick and die now.
And you're like, look, I'm doing everything right. I'm doing everything you told me to do.
Yeah, right. It's been a wild ride for sure.
So there's this article in Science came out September 11th, 2020. And let's see here.
Dude, the numbers are insane.
During the pandemic, personal protective equipment has driven increased plastic pollution. In response to high PPE demand among the general public, healthcare workers and service workers, single-use face mask production in China soared to 116 million per day in February, about 12 times the usual quantity. The World Health Organization has requested a 40% escalation of disposable PPE production. If the global population adheres to a standard of one disposable face mask per day after lockdowns end, the pandemic could result in a monthly global consumption and waste of 129 billion face masks and 65 billion gloves. Now, this is one that really caught me. Hospitals in Wuhan, the center of the COVID-19 outbreak, produced more than 240 tons of single-use plastic-based medical waste, such as disposable face masks, gloves, and gowns, per day at the peak of the pandemic, six times more than the daily average before the pandemic occurred. If the increases observed in Wuhan hold true elsewhere, the United States could generate an entire year's worth of medical waste in 2 months.
Yeah, that's, I mean, like, I don't even know how to think about that in terms of some sort of scale, like 240 tons a day. That's just huge. That's massive. And for what, you know, what are you supposed to do with it? You know, do we just burn it, crush it, flatten it? You can't recycle it.
Stop making it, Ben. I mean, that's all that has always been the eco person's go-to. Yeah, we stop making it. I'm sorry, you want to live in fear for your life, that's fine, but you can't make me, it's unethical to go through and make this much waste.
I would agree with that, I think. You know, I wonder how much it would cut down, you know, if you just really focused on the demographic that was sensitive to this, right? You just get your masks and your gloves to your old people. And maybe your doctors that are working directly with them, but the little ones are in school and God, he comes home with a different mask every day. You know, we send him in with his cloth mask because he's got to wear a mask and that's always in his backpack. He's got a different one on his face. And I mean, why is that necessary?
Because they don't trust you, Ben. That's the moral of the story.
For real. They shouldn't trust me. I'm going to send a face mask, infected face masks into school, you know?
Well, they think you would do that because we did that. Remember the Indians?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Smallpox blankets. That's right out of their playbook.
I wonder if that's what all these masks are. They're already come pre-infected.
I don't know about that, but if you were to get conspiratorial, I wouldn't think that that's actually what I do think they're doing is training the dumbest population in the world, which is the population of the world, to do everything wrong. Literally everything that they were told to do in regards to this was wrong from the beginning, continues to be wrong. And the science is, reverting back to exactly what it was beforehand. It was proven wrong historically. Like, we've already gone down this road. For some reason, they wanted to send us down this road again. And now they're not letting us revert to normal.
No, they won't. They won't either.
My grandma's got COVID, by the way.
Does she?
Well, that's what the test said. She has no symptoms, you know, so we'll see what happens to the 85-year-old woman with no symptoms. Oh, wait, that's right. They put her in the COVID ward, so, you know.
Yeah. She's
going to get it now.
Put it around, yeah. It's insane, man. I know somebody that their adult daughter didn't feel well. She was coming up on a big life event. So as you can imagine, probably wouldn't feel well. She tested positive at CVS. She goes to the health department, the local authority, and all this gets tested, comes back negative. But they still count it as a positive test and everybody has to quarantine. And it's like insane. Like these tests can't even come right. You know, you wonder how much waste goes into all the testing and all the background of it.
Oh my God. Well, and to find out like most of them didn't even work in the first place.
Oh, that's it, right? Or all these plastic ventilators that, wait a minute, didn't help, actually hurt, and now they're...
You keep saying a really important word in here, by the way.
Which one is that?
Plastic.
Plastic.
For people that are so goddamn concerned about the environment, man, they're really, really leaning hard into turning as much petroleum into plastics as they possibly can right now.
Yeah.
Be it testing or be it, you know, PPE. Man... I wonder if that's how they got us out of those weak oil prices in the beginning of the you know, back in, was it March?
Yeah, yeah, oil crash. Well, you get a one or two because they, and I think it was the World Economic Forum article here that kind of mentioned that, I don't know.
I'm sure it was bullshit.
Well, just that idea that due to the lockdown, due to lockdowns everywhere, oil, petroleum, there was no use for it. And now, you know, thank God there was no use for it because now we can make all this plastic crap because now we have a surplus of it. And that just kind of struck me as an odd way to look at it when you're supposed to be so concerned about oil usage, petroleum.
It's frustrating. And the problem that I'm really seeing is because I know where they're going to go with this. And because they're going to use it as a cudgel. Like they're just not doing it yet.
Yeah.
Whoever the they is, wink, wink. Eventually it's going to be, you need to get the vaccine because the PPE problems are unsustainable. We can't do this long term. We've made too much progress on our waste disposal. So everyone needs to get the vaccine so that we can stop doing the PPE.
Yeah. I don't even want to think about that. The whole vaccine part of it too is just, it's terrifying, it's really. But I can see that being the end turnabout of all this, you know. You gotta save those whales because they'll choke on a glove.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I that is one of the things that is big on my list of things to get taken care of. So let's start by not making the crap to send out there in the quantities that we don't have to.
And that's it, right? Like it's not, I don't think anybody wants to be doing that. But, you know, when you force these things on people, that's going to be what happens. I mean, nobody's going to, even if you could recycle them, how many of them are going to make it into the recycling facility? And how much energy is going to go into recycling them and breaking them down into probably a product that's going to be a big piece of crap anyway. You know, this is junk plastic anyway.
Well, and like you said, the amount of energy that goes into recycling is fucking astronomical. Like essentially recycling, I feel is almost a, as a concept.
It's a feel good.
Yeah.
It's a pat on your back.
That's it. You either have reuse or throw it out.
Yeah.
Like it's either disposal or reuse. Those are your options. I used to have a, my environmental ethics teacher in college used to do the old, you know, what's better than throwing it out, recycling it. What's better than recycling it, reusing it. What's better than reusing it, never using it in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. You think about how much we could cut down if you just didn't use it. It'd be amazing. That's we can't do that because this is.
Well, as with everything, it has pushed me to kind of let's localize as much as we can locally. If I can't buy it at the farmer's market, tough.
How is it up by you? Do they force you with the mask stuff and whatnot?
Well, I don't go out. See, part of this for me is like I wear a mask at work because I work for a company that like I walk into other businesses. Mm-hmm. And for the sake of my day, I just wear the mask.
Yeah.
And go in because most people have giant signs in their doors that require masks.
Yeah.
If I'm outside working on a machine, I absolutely don't. But if I walk in, I will have one on. Now, mind you, I have the same middle finger one that I've had since day one. That is disgusting to look at, frankly. And I leave it up on my dashboard, hopefully catching all that vitamin D and UV radiation to kill stuff because I just wear it all day, every day. It's pretty gross.
Right on.
But it's sheer enough that you can see my hand through it when I give people, if I were to give you the finger through it, that's the important thing.
Okay, all right. That works.
Because I really wanted it to look like a big middle finger. And how stupid it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't know, man. I just don't, I'm not on board with it all. And I just, it's wild to watch how it's gone and see where it's going.
Well, what's frustrating for me, dude, is I live the way that they want us to live anyways. I don't leave my fucking house. I could do shit. Like I live on my computer. Libertarian. I hang out with other libertarians. I had to do everything. I was doing everything via Zoom long before this ever came around.
Yeah.
Kind of forced people to live more like me.
Yeah.
But that's ludicrous. The world can't live like me. That's for me. And I probably shouldn't even live like that.
Yeah, I hear you. It's wild to watch like just the change in kids not being able to get outside and go play and hang out with their friends. And
it means you're hanging out with the wrong people there, Ben.
Well, I mean, we're doing our thing, but
you got a play date tomorrow, right, Irma?
Played it with my friend Lizzie.
In general, you know, like family, I have family members, extended family, but in states that are a bit more egregious in their overreach, and you know, they don't really do anything.
Ben, I'm not going to see any of my family for Christmas. They live up in New York still.
God, man.
You guys usually go back in the fall up there. Did you go up there in the fall?
We usually go during the summer. And we did not. When it's hot down here, we usually head up there. We did not. And
how are the kids dealing with that?
We've utilized the Zoom stuff a lot more. You know, my kids are, they're okay. My son hates the heat. So, you know, he always looks forward to it. It's kind of a good break for him to go see family and stuff. But, you know, you make do with what you got and you build your relationships down here better. And it is what it is. But it's just, it's mind boggling to me to just look back at this thing back in, you know, January, February, when, you know, it first started getting into the public zeitgeist here. It was out if you were paying attention to it before that, but really get there and people were talking about it. And I remember telling my wife, like, no, it's going to be like 18 months at least, like, you know, a year to 18 months. She's like, no, six months. Here we are. It's still, you know, still going on.
Well, I mean, like, you've got places like California, they've ramped up already.
Oh, it's insane. Saying some of the crap they're putting out about like Christmas, you know, no more than three families together. It's oof.
I need to throw a Christmas party. I don't even know that I want to at this point, but I need to.
Just make sure to adorn your tree with masks and spent gowns and gloves. You blow up your glove and hang it on the tree like a star.
No.
Okay. Try.
I probably will have a no mask sign on the door for anyone who would come.
Oh man. I don't even know. I don't know what to do. Cause it's like one of those things. There's just damned if you do, damned if you don't. And, people are just going to do what they do. And I'd be curious to see if the waste end of things comes into conversation more as we progress further to see how this plays into kind of the ideas of the Green New Deal and what we need to really crack down on. And well, now we need all these plastic wares. So where can we cut down on other waste and what that's going to look like?
Folks, you should all be cutting down on your waste. The moral of the story, done in your waste, which includes unless you have serious reasons to be concerned about your health in regards to COVID, there's no reason for most of this. And I think those of us from an environmental standpoint really need to be saying, nah, this is bullshit. Like, if you notice, every one of these articles, they're all acquiescing to the idea that this is necessary. They don't even pretend.
You can't question it.
That trade-offs might not be. Like, I think if we're 12 times the garbage that we were making before, the trade-offs aren't worth it.
No.
They're just not.
Yeah.
That's like saying, oh, you know, it sure sucks for all those, you know, we need to really do something about it. But that's all lip service. That doesn't warrant killing off, adding that much waste into the fucking oceans.
Well, you think about that much waste, like it just at that factor, right? 8 times, 10 times, whatever it was, like getting in just what future repercussions that's going to have, right? Because you can kind of deal with things as they come. You predict things. You can kind of get an idea and move with it. But
long term, you know what it really means, Ben? Whales getting legs.
Yeah.
And then coming up here to start eating people because nothing will be alive in the ocean.
Well, and that's it.
This is going to force the evolution of land whales.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
It already started. Look, my 600-pound life.
Yeah. But like that, think about that though, right? Like, why is that not the conversation for environmentalists? We're killing the ocean right now, something that has been always on the radar and now has dropped off, and we're dumping even more crap into the ocean. Like, what does that entail for future generations? All the lonely few that make it out of this COVID nonsense, right?
Ben, we're not going to have future generations because the global warming is so terrible, we're all going to be dead in 12 years.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose I forgot about that one.
Population collapses because of the carbon dioxide in the air.
All right. If you say so. If you say so.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. Anyways, folks, once again, this is Free Markets Green Earth, episode number 63. If you'd like to learn out more about us, you can head on over to freemarketsgreenearth.com. If this is so exciting, you just can't get enough of me and Ben, might I recommend Homesteads and Homeschools, where Ben talks about literally what the show title is, Homesteads and Homeschools. Or you can head over to Peace Freaks, where me and my lovely wife, Lizzie, talk about parenting from an offbeat freaks, geeks, nerds, and weirdos kind of perspective. Also, we'd love some feedback on the show. So freemarketsgreenearth@nickmacone.com. And those will come directly to me, and I will tell Ben when people say cool stuff. I've been talking to some people. We're going to have some interviews coming up here pretty quick. I have to book them, but they're interested.
Exciting.
Other than that, you know, go out there, save the environment, take it easy. podcast is a proud creation of the Mad Audio Lab. For more information, check out madaudiolab.com. Free Markets Green Earth is part of the Liberty Hippie Podcast Network. If you like what we do, be sure to check out Homesteads and Homeschools, Peace Freaks, Cannabis Heals Me, and This Week in Liberpods. We're living proof that libertarian doesn't mean washed up Republican.